Welcome to the Patriots Beat Newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Thursday, August 4th, 2016. I'm Michael Longi, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The attrition of an NFL training camp was apparent on Thursday morning when the Patriots took the field for practice. Of the 11 wide receivers on the roster, only 4 practiced today, while only 4 of the 8 running backs on the roster were able to finish practice. Receivers Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola remain on the physically unable to perform list, while Chris Hogan, Nate Washington, and Keyshawn Martin were all missing from practice again. Malcolm Mitchell missed practice today as well, and at the running back spot, Brandon Bolden missed his first practice of the year, while Donald Brown missed practice with what is believed to be a hamstring injury. Undrafted rookie DJ Foster was forced to leave practice early with an apparent injury, and Deion Lewis was still not present as he remains on the physically unable to perform list. The 2-hour practice on Thursday featured a heavy dose of the running game in a full contact setting. Coach Bill Belichick said, quote, "We're just trying to grind through camp here. This is what we need, to string some days together, good fundamentals, build a little situational work, build our conditioning, and just keep getting better. It's not a secret," end quote. Belichick also said that by the end of this week, almost all of the playbook will be installed and they'll continue working on situational football. According to Mike Reese of ESPN, quarterback Tom Brady put in extra work after practice for the second day in a row and was once again the last player to leave the field. Brady also declined interviews for the 7th straight practice of camp. Jimmy Garoppolo also looked very sharp in practice today, completing 19 of 20 passes with just one interception in 11-on-11 drills. At the end of practice, Garoppolo and Brady took part in a drill where players throw balls into a bucket, and after a 15-minute battle between the two, Garoppolo eventually won the drill. According to Jeff Howe of the Boston Herald, Brian Stork suffered a concussion on Saturday that has forced him to miss the past 4 days of practice. Saturday was the team's first practice with full pads and full contact, and this is the 4th concussion that Stork has been diagnosed with in the past 4 years, dating back to his final year at Florida State. Stork missed 8 games last season after suffering a concussion in the preseason, and the injury has opened the door for second-year center David Andrews to take all of the first-team reps at center. In other offensive line news, guard Josh Klein saw increased reps at center on Thursday, while rookie Ted Karras saw the majority of the reps at right guard. Third-round pick Joe Thuney continued to take the majority of the first-team reps at left guard. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To stay up to date even more on the 4-time Super Bowl champions, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, at clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Mike Alonji for Patriots Newsfeed. We'll talk to you tomorrow.